This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
Governor Walker has proposed fundamental changes to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources in his two-year budget.
The changes include halting land conservation purchases for 13 years, removing the Natural Resources Board and State Agriculture Board's ability to set policy, cutting 66 positions, some of which are already vacant, and decreasing funding by over $13 million.
Walker's spokesperson Laurel Patrick said that the changes, quote, are part of the governor's proposal to streamline state government services and make government more efficient, more effective, and more accountable. A Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has already come out against some parts of this proposal.
Here with us now to look at the details of the governor's proposal is Michael Kraft, Professor Emeritus of Public and Environmental Affairs at UW-Green Bay. Michael, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thank you.
Well, let's talk first about the boards that would be changed.
Yeah.
In specific, the board being changed from a policymaking body to an advisory body. How would that work?
Well, a policymaking body implies that the board is going to have some significant say over the direction of the DNR, particular enforcement actions, and general policy. I think the concern here is if you make the board purely advisory, in effect, you've removed it from the decision-making process. I think the fear is that the DNR staff will simply not listen to the board anymore. And it's particularly interesting, this is a 7-member board appointed by the governor for 6-year terms. Currently, there are 5 appointees from Governor Walker. And the former DNR Secretary George Meyer and most of the state environmental groups are very strongly opposed to this particular proposal. As George Meyer put it, this is the final removal of citizen-based conservation in Wisconsin. It gives all of the power to political appointees of the governor. So although it sounds like a modest step, we're going to, instead of being part of the policymaking process, it would be advisory, the board can still speak, the secretary of the DNR can still listen to the advice, but I think the fear is it will not work out that way.
What does the State Agricultural Board do, if you can give a specific example or two, and how would that change under this new proposal?
Well, I think the main concern that I've seen on the part of previous DNR secretaries and environmental groups is that currently when a subject is up for discussion or a decision by the DNR secretary, there would be considerable citizen input. There might be public hearings. The advisory board could bring any number of different perspectives to bear. Maybe the issue is mining in the northern part of the state, or maybe the issue is groundwater contamination caused by animal feedlots, which has been a big concern in the rural areas. And I think there's been a fear that in this administration that is under Governor Walker, the DNR has become a little bit more pro-business and has listened less to environmental and public health concerns. And so I think many people view this proposal as part of this larger shift away from a conservation organization and one dedicated to environmental protection to one that's going to be a little friendlier to business community with streamlined regulations, with a reduction in staff, which we can talk about separately. So I think the DNR advisory, the Natural Resources Board, to make that an advisory body, I think the fear is this is part of a larger package that's to decrease the visibility of the decision-making within the DNR and to remove from a position of policy-making the kind of input that many people around the state would value.
Now, Governor Walker has said that this would make government more effective, more efficient and accountable. Has the Natural Resources Board been troubled by inefficiency in the past?
Well, I don't think so. But language like efficiency and effective and streamlining, they mean different things to different people. Streamlining regulation sounds like a good idea until you realize it maybe decreases the opportunity for public involvement or gives a little more weight to large business operations in the state than to others. And I think that's the concern that's been raised, really, is whether Wisconsin citizens will have the same degree of participation and involvement in DNR decisions that they have had in the past. That is certainly what George Meyer has said. It's certainly what the Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters said. As they put it, the very last thing Wisconsin needs when it comes to natural resources is more politics guiding the decisions. And I think the fear is that the DNR secretary, who was, of course, appointed by the governor, would gain authority and the DNR Natural Resources Board and citizens in general would lose power. And so I think some view this as just too much consolidation of power in the governor's appointee and a reduction in the impact that citizens have had on the DNR.
Now, we've been talking about the Natural Resources Board so far. As far as the State Agriculture Board, what do you see them doing and what could change?
Well, I know less about that. I haven't followed that as much. But I think it's part of the same proposal. Governor Walker is, of course, and I think anyone who's followed the budget debate this week over the Wisconsin idea and, of course, the proposed cuts to Wisconsin Public Radio knows there's a, a kind of larger concern driving these changes, which is to reduce the role of government and to streamline decision-making. And again, to some, that sounds like a good idea, but there's a concern that this really means that citizens and those concerned about, for example, the impact of agriculture on the environment, particularly through groundwater contamination, might get a whole lot less consideration. And I guess I'd have to put this in a much like the budget debate in general, in terms of what has become a more polarized debate over environmental policy nationwide. There's a real split between the two parties, between Democrats and Republicans, and for reasons that puzzle me sometimes, Republicans are a little less interested in environmental protection, a little more interested in spurring economic growth. I think you see this in both proposals.
Another part of this plan that we should get to is the proposal to freeze the DNR's land conservation purchasing for an estimated 13 years until 2028. Yeah. Now, this one's been a little more contentious even among Republicans, and these land conservation purchases have happened so far under the Nelson Knowles Stewardship Program.
Yep. Yeah.
Can you tell us about that program and how it's worked so far?
Yeah, well, as you indicated, there's a real difference between environmentalists in this case and Republicans. Many Republicans are concerned, and I think you see the same thing on the national level with the Endangered Species Act and other land conservation programs. The concern is you're taking land that is currently privately owned and is on the tax rolls, and you're removing it for a level of protection, not quite wilderness, but public conservation land. So you're losing the tax revenue. You're removing land from the private sector and moving it into the public sector. Republicans are also concerned about the cost involved. And the reason for this particular, one might wonder, well, what is it about the 13 years? The idea is to reduce the level of debt repayment that comes out of this program, because you purchase the land by borrowing money, much as we have proposed for transportation for highway repairs. And Republicans are concerned that the debt level has gotten to be very high, and therefore we ought to put this on hold for a while until the level of debt payment drops. And that's why the 13 years are until 2028. Environmentalists, of course, think that this has been a wonderful program. It's wildly popular. I've seen some surveys that say 90% of the Wisconsin public very much approves of it. This, of course, sets aside land that is used by hunters and fishermen and used for other recreational purposes. So it's not setting aside land that doesn't benefit the public. So there's a real split here, and it has been, as you suggested, it's been a split that's gone on for a while, where conservatives tend to think we shouldn't be moving private land into the public sector under the stewardship program, and environmentalists say, but it's popular, and it's a way of providing services to the public, and so far we are, in fact, able to handle the debt payment. So it's a matter of judgment about whether the debt payment is the level of debt is too high or needs to be brought down.
In 2014, the DNR told legislators that the program was costing taxpayers, as you said, $1.6 million a week in terms of interest. Is it reasonable to say that this is a high number and there need to be some tweaks to this program?
Well, it's certainly reasonable to have a discussion about it. And I think, as is the case with all of the budget, what everybody wants is to have a real thorough discussion of the pros and cons of the changes here, whether it has to do with the UW system or the DNR or the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. I think, given the level of distrust in government and the contentiousness surrounding these issues, what we want is to have the public express its concern and participate in the decisions. I can see an argument either way here, except from my perspective, this has been a very successful and popular program, so it's a little puzzling that out of the blue we suddenly get a proposal to dramatically alter it, even though there's been some concern raised, as you noted, for years from conservatives about the level of debt and the cost to the taxpayers of doing this. But, you know, we spend money on lots of things, and if it serves the public interest and the public is happy with it, the level of payment is not necessarily a problem.
And just one more piece of this to get through briefly, as we're getting short of time. The governor's proposal also looks to cut 66 positions from the DNR. What is your take on that so far?
Well, of course, this is part of the larger budget reduction for the DNR. You mentioned a figure earlier, a $13 million cut proposed there. We have had cuts since 2011. And the DNR staff has been shrinking. That is, this is one way you save money. When people retire or leave the agency, you do not replace them. And I think that I read the particular language in the budget document. As I think many listeners know, this is a very long budget bill, 1,800 pages of details. On the DNR, specifically what it says is, we want to eliminate the positions in the DNR Science Bureau, some of which are now vacant, and in the future to rely on paid consultants. The problem is paid consultants really don't have an attachment to the DNR or even to the state of Wisconsin, and their views may be removed from the content of the program, whether it concerns
and
water.
And we have to leave it there. Michael, thank you so much for your time. We've been speaking with Michael Kraft, Professor Emeritus of Public and Environmental Affairs at the UW-Green Bay, speaking about Governor Walker's proposed changes to the state's Department of Natural Resources.
I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. This is Central Time.